Hello and welcome to the Ladbrokes Channel 4 Racing Preview. My name's William Geldart and as ever I'm joined by our equine expert Ben Stones, taking a look through the card as we enter another great day's racing live on Saturday. Starting off with Festival Trials Day and the 150 at Cheltenham over 3 mile, 1 furlong, which is a really interesting contest. Pits the likes of Dynast and Cheltenham favourite The Giant Bolster up against each other in a fascinating chase. Ben, we've already heard you talking earlier in the week on this channel with the traders about Dynast. He's the favourite at the moment, and the consensus seems to be that he may struggle to last the distance in this one.
Yeah, I mean, he's got winning form over 3 miles. You know, he won the Feltham, and you know, he was second in the King George. We can't forget that. But it just seems to be over the, in the very top races, he seems to come up a bit short over these real staying trips. You know, he's a Ryanair winner. 2.5 miles seems his absolute optimum. And over 3 mile, 1 furlong on testing ground at Cheltenham, it wouldn't be one for me to have a bet on, to be perfectly honest, this horse. Knock it back 0.5 mile, then yeah, perhaps. But I think there's too many decent stayers in this field to be going with a favourite for me.
Yeah, long term, the target would appear to be the Ryanair. It'd be interesting to see what happens, obviously, as a result of this particular race. And as touched upon already, we've been talking with the traders this week. Top horse trader Dave Jolly, he picked out Smad Place as a potential winner. Do you tend to agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, Smad Place and Many Clouds are my two that I'm struggling to separate at the moment. Smad Place was behind Many Clouds when Many Clouds won the Hennessy in November. Now, Alan King lamented the fact that he ran Smad Place without having a prep run that day. He did well to finish where he did. He was 20 lengths behind Many Clouds, but he has a 12-pound swing in the weights to reverse that now. And he really likes Cheltenham. You know, he's been placed in two world hurdles. He was runner-up in the RSA last year. So he could go well. He just seems to be a bit of a nearly horse, you know, running well but not quite getting there. But he probably won't have many better chances to open his account in a big race at Cheltenham than this. Many Clouds, obviously the Hennessy winner, you know, that's very strong form with Jack Adam coming out and absolutely routing the field in the Fiesta's chase this week. So that form is looking good. Obviously Union East winning as well since. But all nine horses that have carried 11-10 in this race in the last few years have finished outside the placing. So that would be a worry for backers of Many Clouds and for Dynast in particular. But I mean, Oliver Sherwood sees this horse as a proper Gold Cup type. So you'd think if he's going to have much of a chance to justify the odds come the big day at Cheltenham, he's going to have to do well over this race on his first visit to the track.
Yeah, you mentioned Jack Adam there, Ben. In terms of the Gold Cup, obviously we've touched upon the principles. How many sort of festival clues with regards to that race do you think we can expect here? Do you think there'll be any big market movements as a result of the outcome?
Yeah, I mean, if Dynast were to win this and, you know, make me look very silly, and if he were to win it well, you'd have to think the owners might look at another crack at the Gold Cup with Dynast, and perhaps swerve trying to retain his Ryanair title. I mean, Many Clouds, he's about a 12-1 shot for the Gold Cup at the moment, and Smad Place is bigger than that. If either of them win this, you'd imagine their prices will shorten. By how much, it's hard to tell because it all depends on the dynamics of the race and whether it's a closely fought race or if one runs away with it. But you can't deny that one of these horses will be shortened for the Gold Cup after this, you'd have thought.
Yeah, there'll definitely be a keen interest in the market movements as a result of the Betbright Cup chase. Moving on, though, to the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle at Doncaster, or the River Don Novices Hurdle at Doncaster. 2.40, that one. 3 mile, 1 furlong. And we've got your Knapp, Black Lion. Beaten by Parlour Games in the Challo Novices Hurdle last time out, but no disgrace there. And it's got decent Cheltenham form, too, having won the Bristol Novices Hurdle, which is interesting in terms of obviously looking ahead to the spring itself. One to look out for as the festival approaches, and certainly one that you're very interested in here.
Yeah, I'm really sweet on this one's chances tomorrow. It was a horse that it took a while for me to grow fond of, I suppose. The first few performances over hurdles were very workmanlike. You know, he got the job done, but they weren't pretty, shall we say. His 3-mile form at Cheltenham, he beat Vicente by 11 lengths. That was a very taking performance. That was when he really started to come to sort of my mind as a potential Albert Bartlett winner. As you say, beaten by Parlour Games a couple of times over 2.5 or 2.5, should I say, at Cheltenham. That form is pretty solid form. And I think the step up to 3 miles at Doncaster will suit him down to the ground. And I think opposition for this horse is slim on the ground for this particular race. I mean, you've got Karachi Apache for Nicky Henderson. It's his first try at 3 miles. He was an authoritative winner over 2.5 last time out. He's by High Chaparral. Now, as far as jumps horses go, High Chaparral's only really sired one decent staying jumps horse in Hadrian's Approach. So it'd be interesting to see whether the step up to 3 miles will suit Karachi Apache. Other than that, you've got Zero Shades of Grey. Now, this one hacked up over course and distance in December, but that form has not worked out at all. The horses that were second and third in that race have since been beaten even further than the 33 and 62 lengths they were beaten by Zero Shades of Grey in a Class 4 maiden at Ludlow. So what you can read into that race, I don't know. I just think Black Lion has got the form in the book and he just looks very solid bet for this race.
Okay, well, one of our naps has got to come in. You know, we definitely need to start getting off the mark ourselves, especially if we do want to build up a bit of a Cheltenham war chest, as it were, no doubt like a lot of you as well. Okay, well, potential for building lots of ammo, or acquiring lots of ammo, as it were, with the 3:15 at Doncaster, the Sky Bet Chase, over 3 miles. Very interesting looking one, this, and potential for a lot of value as well. Having had a look at it myself, it definitely seems one for progressive types, according to the trends. So I suppose we better get down to business and start scoring lines through a few of them. Only one of the last 10 winners has carried top weight. Does that mean we should immediately write off Medamit?
Well, he's certainly not one of the progressive types we're looking for in terms of, you know, he's been around a long time. The thing with Medamit, he's run quite well in some graded races this season. He's not running a handicap since December 2011. And that was when he came second in the December Gold Cup off a mark of 157. He comes into this off 154, with Tom Bellamy on board taking off another £5. So on that form, he's weighted quite well. But obviously, that's 3.5 years ago. Whether he's still got in him to carry top weight to victory in this competitive-looking race, there's some doubt to it. But, you know, you can't rule him out, I don't think. But he wouldn't be one for me.
All right, line through. Okay, let's move on. So, talking of progressive types, one trend I picked out that you would like to expand upon, I know. 6 of the last 7 winners been rated between 128 and 136. I personally tipped up Bailey's Concerto, actually, on New Year's Day at Cheltenham. He'd fit the bill in terms of that. 6th in a Grade 3 contest on that day. Offers a bit more each way value there, although, admittedly, would prefer better ground. But I know you've got a little tidbit here where you can kind of expand a little on that particular trend.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily expand on the trend. It more that you can sort of imply it differently for this race. As we mentioned, Medamy, he's rated 154. He is £7 clear of the next horse, so he is forcing the weights down. So perhaps with your trend of looking for horses around 138 mark, you could perhaps forgive a horse, if in doubt, a mark of 139, obviously only £1 out of that range. Now, this horse was second to Sago's Success at Wetherby in November. That horse went to win a listed race of 137 next time out. So you got to think that the opening mark of 139 for AP McCoy's mount could be a dangerous one for him to strike. He's in form. He stays a trip. He won last time out. He could be one to challenge a favourite Easter Day. Now, Easter Day beat O'Phelan's Boy, who subsequently went on to win the RSA Chase in December 2013. He was off for a year with colic after that. I've seen a quote from his part owner, Barry Fulton, who's saying that he's not sure if he's the force of old. So I think at 9-2 for a horse that's been beaten on both tries over 3 miles, that's a lay for me. If I was a layer, I just couldn't be backing a horse after this with one run back, with his owners doubting whether he's up to scratch.
Okay, well, we will see in that regard. Trends, I suppose, trends are there to be broken. So, you know, what can you read into trends? Well, we'll see. Finally, the last race we're going to preview, the 3:35 at Cheltenham, the Cleeve Hurdle. Very interesting one, this, actually. And we both looked at the market principles and looked through the race. Rev de Savola and Nick Williams Charge, obviously no stranger to Cheltenham, winner of this event in 2013. Pretty poor fourth, though, 12 months ago. However, recent long walk hurdle winner at Ascot, bringing up the hat-trick in that particular renewal. We know he's prone to the odd mistake, but very game.
Yeah, like you say, he's a real hardened battler. He showed that coming very late and beating Zarkander at Ascot, as you say. The one worry for that horse, I mean, he would have to show for me to be putting much money, or any money on it for that matter, that Ascot performance wasn't just a flash in the pan. You know, before that, he'd been a bit below par before that. But he loved conditions to suit. He likes a bog. Obviously, he's probably not soft enough for his liking, but the soft ground will suit him. It's a very open race. It's a tough race to call for me, to be honest. And I probably would be avoiding Rev de Civilo without seeing another run of the long walk hurdle quality in the future.
All right, if not Rev de Savola, then Saphir de Roe, the current favourite, Paul Nicholls' charge, going back over the smaller obstacles after some very brief success over fences. I think 1-1 over fences at Exeter. What do we make of this move? Obviously, it's got to be respected, but perhaps not the ideal trip, and but a few question marks.
Yeah, I mean, his jumping was called into question over fences. You know, out of this three runs, he only finished once. So the reverting to the smaller obstacles will help him iron out those mistakes, or at least be more forgiving for those mistakes that he makes. You've got to think that perhaps the owners are going for the big bucks route. You know, that horse took two Cleeve hurdles en route to the world hurdle, to taking the world hurdle for Andy Stewart and Paul Nicholls. So perhaps he could be one to be doing it again. Last year, he was very progressive over hurdles. He finished off winning the Welsh champion hurdle with Whisper, beating ahead. Now, at the time, that form to me didn't look particularly amazing, but Whisper then went on to win the Coral Cup at Cheltenham and win the Liverpool hurdle at Aintree. So that form now looks pretty solid. So you'd have to think, coming back over the small hurdles, he'll have a good shot.
Okay, and another one we've taken a look at, Cole Harden. We know Warren Greatrix's charge stays, but how does his best form stack up in this one? It's a decent second to beat that in the Sefton Novices at Aintree last spring. But what do we make of this one, this particular horse? We've mentioned, obviously, it is an open race. It perhaps not be too much of a surprise to see him amongst the mix, or do you have other opinions?
No, I think Cole Harland could be one that might scream out a bit of value in this race. As you say, he's proven over 3 miles. He was second to beat that in the Sefton Novices. In the race last time out, when he was behind Rock on Ruby. Now, 2.5 miles suited Rock on Ruby more than it suited any other horse in that race. And the way Cole Harden stayed on up that hill in the latter stages to finish third, just it screamed out that he wanted that step back up in trip. If I was going to have a bet, that would probably be the way I'd be going at about the 7-2 mark. Although his form does tie in with Temps Portu for David Pipe. Now, that horse beat Cole Harden 16 lengths at Ascot last year. You know, but that was over a shorter distance than the distance he's going to be experiencing for the first time tomorrow at Cheltenham. You know, he's not run over 3 miles before, so that would be the real test for him. You know, he's a grade three winner in France, so the quality is there quite clearly. But whether he'll stay on up the hill better than some of these others remains to be seen.
Well, thanks for that, Ben. It's shaping up to be an incredible festival trials day at Cheltenham. Also, great action from Doncaster as well on Channel 4. Just to sum up then, Ben, just going through some of your best bets for the day. Black Lime, we already touched upon, 2:40 at Doncaster. That is your nap. It has been napped up. It's on the record as well. And also, I think you were going to have a little dabble maybe on the 150, the BetBright Cup Chase. Little reverse forecast on many clouds and Smad Place. You sticking by that one?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's worth a shout. I think both of these are probably more hardened stairs than the Dynast is. So I think that's what I'll be doing in that race. I can't separate them, to be honest, the two of them. So probably stick with the reverse forecast.
Okay, well, good luck to everyone out there with their bets. And don't forget, if you back a horse at odds of 4-1 or greater in any live Channel 4 race, we'll give you a free bet up to £25. Log on to Ladbrokes.com online or on your mobile or tablet for more details on that one. And, of course, all the latest odds. And for more from us, head over to news.ladbrokes.com. You'll get our tips, read our betting previews, and receive all of the latest news. But in the meantime, that's about all we've got time for. It's goodbye from myself and Ben, and we'll catch you again next time.